On this episode of Running on Empty, we dive into the madness of March, which is just straight shock. Except for Oregon, UCF almost had Duke. Just barely. Michael Evanetti says he's got Nike on the ropes in college basketball scandal and then promptly gets indicted by Nike for extortion. Rob Gronkowski hangs him up for the first or for the final time. And yeah, we talk movies. I don't know, we got into movies for some reason. Pope's loves Bang Energy. You'll hear about that. It's pretty funny. We have a good time on the pod. All right. We'll see you in there.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Running On Empty. I am one of the hosts of this great podcast, Cameron Popes, alongside the other great host of this podcast, Patrick Dealey. Pat, my man, long time no talk. How was your weekend, dude?
It was good. It was good. Is my mic on? Yeah, we're good. You know, a lot of basketball being played. I'm hearing a lot of talk about how this tournament sucks. Couldn't disagree more. They're saying it's all chalk, which it's true. That's fine. But we've had some great games, and at the end of the day, I don't really care who wins the great games unless I'm betting on that particular set, which I always am, so I want my team that I'm betting on to win. But, like, so, you know, I'm not going to go through all Thursday, Friday. That's, like,
six. Every single game for the people out there. Everyone wants to hear us talk about every single basketball game.
No. So, Thursday, Friday, what good games? I don't know. Whatever.
It was a good weekend. There was a lot of sports. Like, there's something great about having basketball on all day long. You're keeping up with it. And, like, my favorite thing is I'll have it on the background and I'm, like, doing other things. And it's like, okay, last 5 minutes of the game, like, okay, now I'm buckled in. I'm watching every second of this. Every possession matters. Like, it is – it's fun to watch. Everyone cares so much. The emotion's there. Everyone's diving for loose balls. Like, it's awesome basketball. It's really, really good basketball. Some of the games are blowouts. Like you said, it's a little chalky. Like, all the number one, all the number two, and all the number three seeds advanced, which is the first time in a very long time, if not ever, that's all happened, which is kind of – like, everyone's like, oh, there's no real Cinderella team, like, going away. But, like, at the end of the day, you kind of want to see these blue bloods, these top team matchups, these top teams that, like, are not playing each other in the regular season play each other. Like, that's exciting. You want to see these big teams play each other on the big stage, in the Sweet 16, in the Elite Eight, and have a Final Four that's, like, four really good teams that were good all year. Right. That's exciting. I'm excited, Pat.
Right, no. I mean, and so, like, Saturday started off hot.
Also,
like,
drinking Bang energy drinks, baby. I'm a big Bang guy now. Bang energy drinks.
I can tell.
Really,
man,
tasty.
You are.
I'm excited, Pat. Excited. How These much, are really good.
I'm not an Instagram model Cam Popes over here supporting.
I am, baby. Instagram model Cameron Popes. I'm excited.
Big
no,
free.
No calories.
Big
no calories.
Will you quit giving a free ad?
No. We have speaking.
They pay literally every girl on Instagram to advertise. You think they might give us like $1 for 1,000 listens?
Shut
your mouth and not give a free ad.
See, no, we had speak it into existence, Pat. We're going to be sponsored by Bang come next week.
Have you done any steps toward that besides buy their product?
Nope, but first step is talking about on the podcast.
I don't think so. I think maybe send an email. Like, hey, we have this local transnational podcast that would be perfect for your thing. We actually have, I don't know, I got analytics in it. It's whatever. Anyway, Maryland LSU was a phenomenal game. I think it's Tremont Waters with that final finish. He was so quick. It was awesome. It was electric. And then the rest of the games that on Saturday kind of did blow. No doubt about it there. But
Saturday was rough. Saturday's games were a little bit rough.
It was one of my better gambling games.
The Wofford Kentucky game was fun to watch. Wofford was.
Why you gotta get me started on this, man?
Oh yeah, I'm getting you started. I'm jumping right into Kentucky. Old Fletcher McGee was ice cold. Over 12, right? Is that right?
Oh, for motherfucking 12.
Over 12 and 3. The guys had the most 3-pointers in the history of college basketball. Dude. 0-12 in the biggest game of his life. That sucks. That's tough.
They lose by 6 points. He makes 2 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's not how you can. Whatever. Game scenario changes. But like, just make 2 of them. And it's a completely different game. He couldn't hit water if he fell out of a goddamn boat. It was unbelievable.
It was tough.
I'm just like cheering on my, like, keep shooting, buddy. Just keep shooting. You're going to get a shooter shoot. And he could not shoot his way out of it. He created an NCAA record of most unmade threes, or most threes shot without a make. It's the irony is not lost on me that you set the NCAA record for most threes in a career, and then the next day, next 2 days, you set the record for most misses consecutively.
I love it. And the thing is, the way he shoots too is he's a big like catch and shoot, spin around guy, like he'll shoot contested shots.
They all look ridiculous.
And he makes the most time. Like that's his thing, and like it looks really cool. But when he's missing, it's like, dude, what are you doing? Like, just stop.
Look,
but I mean, good for him. I mean,
I'll give credit to Tyler Hero. Look, I kind of hate him a lot, but like, he's fine. Like, he's a great player. He's leaving, I think. So thank God he goes to the NBA.
Yeah,
and he's very talented. He played great D, and he was like, "I'm gonna call him out. He's not gonna score me." Look, dude, he just missed 12 threes. You played good defense, but you didn't play. I missed 12 threes. Good defense. Like, it's not like you had 12 blocks.
That was Saturday. My biggest takeaway from the Saturday's games were the last one of the night between Auburn and Kansas. Like, obviously, Kansas is definitely down this year compared to Kansas' past.
So much money on Auburn. I was so.
But
happy.
Auburn's good, man. That matchup next week on Thursday with them and UNC is gonna be an exciting game to watch.
The over by a million.
Over should be like probably 170. It's gonna be an incredible game.
I bet it's
very
out right
fast
now.
Pace.
We can find out. How did you do in gambling this week? How much did you gamble?
Not enough. I get a good bit on
I imagine
on Friday.
I gambled more.
Friday was a lot of it. But I was
I gambled over.
I did pretty well. I haven't looked at my number yet, but I was right around even, which I would say I think I bet probably like 15, 20 games.
Over's 160. Nice. Oh my god, I don't have money to hop on that right now. It's already jumped 3 points.
To 160?
It started at 160, it's already 163.
Wow. That's great. Yeah, but then Sunday's games, man, Pat. That I was went to the Duke UCF game.
Don't carp in
the one mic. Of the best basketball games I've ever seen in my life, if not the best basketball.
I might have
game
to ban ever. You from bringing blank energy on the pod just because you're gassy.
Yeah, I burped. I'm sorry. we can talk about that later.
Okay,
maybe
let's go down because Sunday was. People says the tournament like again the chalk that factor, but Sunday was ridiculous. I loved Tennessee plus or minus eight, so I absolutely hammered Iowa, plus eight. I don't know, and like halfway through it, I'm like, all right, I just turned the TV off.
I love that logic.
I just turned the TV off. We
41-19 at one point.
Yeah, 25 points, and then just all the way back comes the Storm and Hawkeyes. It ended up being what it was. But it was an incredible game to watch, and like Rick Barnes was like pissing his pants, which was
he looked ridiculous on the sideline.
And you just didn't know what to do. And Luca Garza, the big man for the Hawkeyes, was just going down there and going to town. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. So you were at the Duke game.
Yeah, and something I didn't realize before, but all the storylines going into like UCF's coach used to play for Coach K, his son's
Dawkins,
the best player
yep.
on the team, and then.
Audrey
obviously the Taco Zion matchup, which was so much build up. They're talking shit before the game.
Did not disappoint.
Not disappointed. Oh my dude, it was incredible. It was incredible. Taco is like, I know everyone's like, oh, he's so tall, but dude, seeing him in person, he is a freak. Like him during his warm ups just look ridiculous. He's just putting dunks in, not even jumping at all. He looks weird when he does jump.
The laugh out loud part of him dunking when he does like try to act like he jumps, because it's an act like he jumps. He dunks on the rim, and then he just
then like puts his legs.
He
up.
Just lifts his legs up. It's not like he's hanging on the rim, or it's literally he's just hanging on the rim. It's not he's jumping like in the slightest. He's just putting his legs up.
He did that at one point. I thought he was gonna bring the whole backboard down because he was just like laying,
tilt a little bit.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna fall on his back. He looks ridiculous. He's actually very athletic, 7'6" guy. You see those like he obviously he's tall, linky, looks kind of uncoordinated, but he's pretty coordinated for 7'6" guys. I don't really know how many 7'6" guys I've seen play basketball. But he's definitely pretty coordinated for that. But him and Zion were just going back and forth all game. I don't know how many blocks Taco had.
I can look, but I think he had like at least like
he
four
had a
or
couple
five.
On Zion that were pretty awesome.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna put the call out. In of the Duke game.
Oh my god, dude.
Oh my god. I mean, I was laying on the ground. I was like, no!
I was so mad. Like, the thing is, I went to the game with my brother, and we were sitting there at the game, and like, I went to South Carolina. He went to Clemson. We don't really have a dog in the fight. We're just going to watch some good basketball.
Did you gamble on it?
I don't talk about Pat, but we sat there.
You bet on Duke.
We're watching the game, and we're like, all right, well, let's be neutral here. Let's not like, well, I don't know. We're here watching.
You
game.
Obviously weren't neutral.
UCF scores, goes up 2-0. My brother both in that. Me and my brother both stand like, yeah, let's fucking go. Like, wow, okay, that kind of came out of nowhere. I guess we really hate Duke that much, and we were. I mean, the Duke crowd. I mean, Virginia was playing afterwards, so it was probably like 60-40 Duke, but mostly like UCF, Virginia. Like, people just want to see Duke lose.
Mm-hmm.
So the crowd was into it. Like, it was sold out arena. Like, it was very, very excited. It was a very good atmosphere. And I just – that sucks that Dawkins missed that that putback at the end. He had an incredible game. Like, I think he had, like, what, 32 points?
Yeah, no, I mean, the kid – he went 12 for 18. The kid just balled. And I don't – to be honest, I don't know if he did because he's very good. And, like, Coach K was like, yeah, I think it's either Audrey or Aubrey. I think it's Aubrey.
It's Aubrey.
He was like, yeah, I think Kenny Dawkins took some of my – or stuck around too long in my coaching staff because he definitely told his son some of the things that I taught him. And, I mean, no, he just – 12 for 18. His shots that he was hitting, just fadeaway, turnarounds, whatever. Yeah. Everything was going in. I mean, he single-handedly with Taco, you know, whatever, kept them in the game. What was amazing about that game is how much the, like, game plan shifted when Taco, like, had to sit for, like,
yeah.
5 minutes. It was like, yeah, dude, it was like he needs to get it. He couldn't be in the game faster.
I don't want to get a tangent about how dumb it is that the NCAA has 5 fouls and you're fouled out.
See, I don't know if I agree with this.
I don't know. I just don't like how – I mean, people were there to watch Taco and Zion. This is the biggest game of the tournament so far, I would say, viewership-wise. And Taco gets 2 fouls early. He's like, well, now we're going to just watch.
Okay, well, some of Taco's fouls were just dumb.
It's hard for him not to get fouled.
No, but like the one on RJ Barrett, he was like went over and hugged him. That was just dumb.
Okay, there was a couple of them that were pretty bad. But like, I don't know. It sucks. Like the matchup you want to see. You want to see the best players in at the end of the game. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, don't foul. I mean, I don't know what you want. Like, we're just gonna let people like.
But the thing is, some of his fouls though, they just like weren't actually fouls. It's just because he's big in front of the rim.
I agree with you with Taco. Like, you kind of.
He just gets fouls called him because he's big and stands
like, everyone's going to go into him, and like if he doesn't just stay straight up, then he's going to get a foul call.
Right.
But like, I think you need to have like a like what you're just going to foul endlessly. I don't think that should
six.
Be allowed.
I think it should be the NBA. Just do six.
But it's NBA is six because it has 8 more minutes.
I don't care. Just do six.
Okay.
I think it'd be fun. I want to see. I think at the end of that game, if Taco's in the game, it's a completely different game. Maybe I'm just saying this because Duke won, and I really want to see Taco at the end of the game. But he would have gotten that rebound most likely off of
Yeah, I mean,
of
definitely
the,
RJ wouldn't have been able to go straight up. Also, I had RJ 23.5 points under. Just, I mean, free money. Some of these what's it called?
Prop bets.
Prop bets that if you know college basketball were free money. Like Luke May, 10.5 rebounds against who'd they play? Washington. Washington's one of the worst rebound teams in the country. Oh, it's free money.
Yeah.
Free money.
It was very, very cool, very exciting game. Zion's a freak. Zion,
I did lose a lot of money though, so like
I wish Zion was he played an unreal game, like 35 points, something like that. 32
as well.
Triple double. Like, dude's incredible. That was an exciting game.
32, 11, and 4.
Not a bad game.
Pretty strong.
Not a bad game. He played 40 minutes too. He didn't leave the court.
He did not leave the court, correct.
Which is incredible. I mean, I get that's what it is, whatever. But I was also really impressed with – because Columbia isn't really, I would say, the nicest city. It has some parts. It's a little charm. Yeah, I'll say that, whatever. But they showed out for the tournament. They, like, had it all set up for all the fans. Like, he had a huge fan fest area right next to the stadium. Like, there was
very
a couple
cool.
local vendors, local beers, like, all around. You could drink a little bit in the street. It was kind of like you don't really do it, but you can. No one's really saying anything about it. They had a few bands playing. Also, they had, like, in the fan fest area, I was kind of going there before, and they had a little 3-point shooting contest that I happened to stumble on across. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
How'd you do?
They gave me 5 shots. I went 2 for 5.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God. It's on video. Carl took a video.
Give me video. I'm going to put it on our Twitter, so.
It was electric. I made the first shot, and I missed the next three really bad. And then
But you learned, and you adjusted.
And I learned and adjusted, and got the next one. But the thing is, like, there was a couple of adults doing it, but it was mainly, like, 10-year-olds. And they couldn't even get to the rim. Like, it was airball
so
city.
To,
I'm talking
about
shit.
You had to teach them a little bit. Okay. Uh-huh.
I went up
you.
There, and I'm one of the last ones to go. I go up there and make 2 for 5. Carly, who the guy I'm with, makes 2 for 5 as well. And, dude, we're about to have, like, a nice little, like, me and my buddy are about to have a one-on-one, you know, duel to see who's the three-point winner. And then some asshole shows up. He's, like, 20-something, very athletic. Goes in there and makes 4 for 5. really, really pisses off. But it was cool. Columbia did a great job this weekend. Like, it was really cool. Great weekend, like, weather-wise, too, which definitely didn't hurt. But people, like, from out of state were like, man, realize how nice Columbia was, all this stuff. Like, dude, this is weird. This is weird.
Just, everyone like, needs to talk shit about. Just don't let them go toward the stadium.
Yeah. Stay for a weekend, and then you're good. But like, I mean, everything led into the Vista from the stadium, and, like, I don't know. It was a good job. I hope the tournament comes back. It was a lot of fun. But it was definitely weird seeing everyone kind of praise how nice of a job Columbia did, because Columbia is normally not getting that. But yeah, it was exciting stuff. The games were what, Sweet 16s in Louisville this weekend?
Sweet 16s, Louisville, where else? D.C., somewhere in the West.
Anaheim is the other one.
And then are you one going more. To the yeah, I'll be at the games. I'll be, and like the thing is, you can just go ahead and book Virginia to the Final Four, because Virginia has just the most success in Louisville, like, ever. I don't think they've ever lost to Louisville in Louisville.
Really, that's a stat.
Or like they maybe now they're very comfortable. They're coming home.
They're coming home. So I was about to say, like, my big takeaway from the weekend too is that Virginia had the yips in the first half against Gardner Webb, and that was awesome too.
I was watching that so. Obviously, I didn't get a whole lot done at work Thursday, Friday, but I'm like watching this.
It's hard not to, man. There's just so much games going on.
I had
my bracket's busted, by the way.
I had two iPads. I had two iPads set up like at my like desk or whatever, watching games, and I'm watching Gardner Webb. Like Virginia, I'm just like, what? No, like this can't happen again.
Not again. Dude, they're up 14 in the first half. Like, it was awesome.
I'm like. No, and then, of course, Virginia's done that thing where they've done a whole bunch of times this year is where they just storm back in the second half.
Yep.
But
that was an exciting game because I had Gardner Webb plus 21.5. And, like, that first half.
It ended up coming, like, real close.
It came really close. I had the first half. I had the under, which was, like, 129, and a Gardner Webb plus 21.5. And I'm sitting there watching this game. Like, in the first half, I'm doing the mental math. You know, the whole mental math, like, you're sorry. I have a huge spread. They're up 14. Like, there's no way Virginia scores.
You should
like
have hedged
30
or you
points.
Should have middled.
Yeah, probably. Not like hedged. Sandwich it.
Yeah. Big sandwich.
I like
team.
To. But I was like, no, we're good. We're good. I'm gonna just do this. Like the live line at one point was like Virginia 6. I was like, okay, this is actually getting kind of sketchy. And yeah, it came down to the wire. They made some Gardner made it like a garbage 3-pointer and they covered they like won by 21, so the half point got it and the total was 128. So they hit both of them. It was pretty incredible stuff. But they it was pretty fun watching that. But this Virginia team, they played Oklahoma yesterday, and that game was that. And
that
game
was
never
stinker.
Virginia's good. Virginia,
yeah,
that's
Virginia's
not really, surprising.
Really free. I've said they're on my bracket. I have them winning it all.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just why they had to get out of the first round. I think they got their mojo back and they're fine.
Yeah, they got Oregon.
Yep, but Oregon, that's a pretty good matchup for them.
Fuck.
You want break down?
I wanted
the
ANUs to keep moving, but whatever.
Yeah, I like the
Anteaters. I also lost
too.
A lot of money on that. As soon as Oregon or as soon as the Anteaters tied it up last night, I was like, oh my god, they're gonna run away with this. Threw like $50 on Anteaters money line.
Yikes. That didn't hit, did it?
It just got blown out after that.
That did not hit, did it?
Oh man, I was up big yesterday too, and I just kept chasing and kept losing. So now I have my rest of my credit on. Who do we got tonight? I bet on a hockey game.
What do we watch now? I feel like I'm deprived of sports because
I have
sports on the past
under
league.
6.5 for Pittsburgh, the Penguins versus the Rangers, or under 6. Hoping for the best.
Oh, also a quick question for you, Pat. It's very random. Back to kind of the Duke game. How it would make me so mad if after I just lost a buzzer beater like that.
Then,
or
yeah,
the game winning shot.
Coach K thing.
That Coach K walks at me and starts like confronting me, like, "Oh, like, you did such a great job on that." I would not. Like, that's like the last person.
I don't know, man. It's like so. For sometimes it does suck Java. I do not want to update currently. Sorry. Yeah, I mean, but like for Aubrey or it's Aubrey. We sticking with Aubrey.
It's Aubrey. It's
okay.
Aubrey.
So for like Aubrey, what's the fucking last name?
Dawkins.
Thank you for Aubrey Dawkins. Like his dad
was
here. Yeah,
it's Monday.
Yeah, no, I mean his dad was the assistant coach for like first 10 years of his life. Like he lived in Durham. Like so, for that it's kind of different. But like when he does all the like the chastising stuff, yeah, it kind of sucks. But I mean he's also like the greatest coach of all time. So
yeah, I get that. I don't know, I just feel like that made me kind
of
mad.
But speaking of Duke, keeping up with college basketball, Michael Avenetti came out and tweeted something today. I don't know
who's why. Michael Avenetti.
He was the attorney, stick to sports, but the attorney of Stormy Daniels against Trump when that whole thingy-majig came out, you know.
Sticking to sports, but yes.
He tweeted at like 10:42, or actually, man, it was whatever. Time's not important. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, we will be holding a press conference to disclose a major high school and college basketball scandal perpetrated by Nike that Ooh. We have uncovered. The criminal conduct reaches the highest levels of Nike and involves some of the biggest names in college basketball. So basically, he's like saying, we are going to do what happened to Adidas a few years ago, which happened right. to Louisville, whatever. And hopefully Kentucky gets involved with this one. But then 25 minutes later, Southern District of New York tweeted, or somebody tweeted that, the Southern District of New York had filed charges against Michael Avenetti for wire fraud and extortion against Nike, where he actually apparently extorted Nike for like millions of dollars, or else yeah. we're going to release his press conference. So
it was like tried to do $20 million, I think.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So good for him.
So he's in jail now. Life comes at you fast. Because that tweet
that was pretty far, though.
his press conference tweet went super viral, obviously, because middle of March Madness. And like the perfect news dump, because like everyone's looking for some kind of basketball thing to go off of. And like, mm-hmm. so like his, like it went like, got just a whole bunch of retweets, whatever. And then Nike was like, okay, well, yeah, you just literally extorted us. So he got charged in federally and
life comes at you fast.
And the state of California for extortion. So I don't know. if he's going to send some kind of proxy to do his press conference tomorrow, because he's in prison, or he's in jail right now.
Custody.
But hopefully that news comes out, because I would love it if he was just like, hey, Calipari has been paying just so many players. Like, you remember that John Wall guy? Paid. That Boogie
the thing
Cousins
is, if he gets a microphone and people like actually want to hear him, he is going to just explode around everybody ever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now he's going to just taking everybody down with him. The best part about is freaking about this tweet is it's like, so I didn't really know who this guy is. Obviously, I mean, I probably kind of knew because of like all the political stuff. But his Twitter bio, I wonder if it's still this one. Attorney, advocate, fighter for good.
That's a strong header. That's a strong bio. Attorney for good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But so that's a big yikes for Mr. Avenetti. I hope he has a good attorney, because he's an attorney. Get it?
That was really funny, Pat. It was really funny, man.
But so
that's exciting, though. That's cool. That's
I don't
cool.
know if the news is going to drop tomorrow. I don't think so. I'm going to say hard, probably not. It will eventually, because you don't just like tease that out and then get arrested and be like, all right, I'll be quiet.
Like, no, he's going to explode. I want him to explode too. I want him just to go on a huge rant and just take everybody down with him, telling how bad everything is, how bad corrupt the NCAA is and Nike. Like, that's what I want. That would be incredible.
It would make me happy personally, just because I would hope and assume Kentucky's involved.
Probably Duke as well. What are the other big Nike schools? I'm trying to think.
I don't care as much for Duke. But if Kentucky goes down, then I think we should pardon the fella. I mean, he's just bringing good to the world. Is what he's a fighter for good. That's what he says.
It's true. It's a fighter for good. He's looking for the best interest for people and also make a little bit of money on the side. I mean, whatever.
Speaking of people that are no longer going to be making money, at least in football, Rob Gronkowski has said that he's done. He's donezo. He's hanging the cleats up. Thoughts?
Yeah. I love Rob. He's very excited. This is not the last we're going to see of Rob Gronkowski.
Well, no,
he's going to be around. Also, I don't know if you saw his Pat. I just saw a tweet as I'm talking to you. Odd Shark, which is like the odds Twitter account, giving out odds for Vegas. Mm-hmm. The odds to replace Jason Witten on Monday Night Football. Peyton Manning's obviously the leader, the favorite at +225. Number two is Mr. Rob Gronkowski.
He'd be just as bad in a different way, but just as bad.
I mean, he's got to be the third guy. He can't be, you know. Second, but I think it'd be very entertaining to see him just Maybe him. Maybe put him on the Boogermobile. Like, give Booger a promotion. Put him
in
the
booth.
See
that pass? That was awesome. He went 69 yards.
Yeah. He's
that's incredible. What that would be.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's what we need. That's, it would bring a light, definitely lighten up the play by play and Monday Night Football. It would be really exciting.
The NFL head coach's picture just came out.
Is that really breaking news?
Yeah. It's pretty important. I'll send it to you.
Okay. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Pat. Yeah, no, I love Rob Gronkowski. It's me miss him not being in the NFL anymore. But he did say that he mentioned that he might come back.
I don't know how to share a tweet on. Oh, there it is. You press a little DM button on your computer.
He said he might be coming back, so we'll see what actually happens. Cameron. I don't know. It's really cool. Really exciting stuff.
Yeah. What else happened? I mean, we can talk about the Georgia players getting arrested.
No, let's talk about something near and dear to my heart next, Pat. Okay. God, this is tough for me to see my brand fall apart this fast in this way. But Big Brawler Brand is on the hot seat, Pat.
That's right, because they had an idiot.
They had a guy, I think, I forget the guy's name. I'm going to say Ruben. I think it was his name. He was stealing millions of dollars from the company. That I'm sure it's not making a lot of money anyway. So stealing millions of dollars isn't really great. So Big Baller Bread might be dead. And this is really, really upsetting to me. And I hope they bounce back. I might go buy a t-shirt right now. Just help them out a little bit.
Look, so like, I know, I get that the Big Baller Brand moves the needle. I get that.
It moves the needle, Pat.
But then ESPN tweets out this bullshit of Lonzo Ball changing his Instagram profile picture to when he was a baby wearing Nike. It's like, dude, like the, I don't know, keep talking. I'm going to find a GIF or a video that's going to be perfect for what I'm going to try to say.
Well, you can't just stop mid conversation.
I mean, I could stop.
Let's see this guy's name. Name's Alan. Pretty close to Ruben. Not close at all. But he's like the guy, I'm sure we don't have a lot of followers out there that watch Ball in the Family, the show on Facebook. But I have watched the first few seasons.
You've watched all of it.
No, I stopped watching after a while.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Thank you. Thank you, Peter. yes.
What you wanted?
Who the hell cares? I need to get a soundboard. Obviously. If we got a soundboard, this production would go to the moon. Through the roof. We'd go to Mars. Fuck the moon. We'd go to the roof, to the Mars.
I like that. No, I like that a lot. Also, big thing. I don't know if you've been paying attention to our bracket contest. I just changed the topic 100%. I'm 180 here. But the bracket contest, Mr. Ian Bruce is in the lead. And the winner of the bracket's getting a mug with my picture on it saying, good morning, winner.
I think the t-shirt is, the big thing.
No, the mug. The mug.
Very self-deprecating of you.
I mean, I'll put running empty on it, too. But the people maybe not want a t-shirt. They want the mug, Pat. They want the mug.
I don't know if that's true.
That's the people, Pat. What do people want? They want the mug. We can put Run an Empty logo on it. I think we should. But it'll get people going.
You know, something that's like really crazy is like for me, I've known of like a player like Ja Morant since like the beginning of the season. Someone who's like, yeah, I'm just like, I'm like pretty. Being from Kentucky, like you know a lot about college basketball. Like, if you
are you trying to flex
to
on me right now?
No. It's just like how much like his stock has just, or maybe not his stock even, but like I wish I had like a screenshot of like maybe his like Instagram or Twitter prior.
Yeah, how much
to,
he's gone up. Yeah,
and then just after, because dude, I mean, people are talking about taking him in front of Zion.
Really?
It's like
I did not hear that.
He's really good.
I think I didn't
he's
see
a
that
clear
he's
number
two. Yeah, he's a good one
too.
I think it'd be dumb if anyone took him over Zion. It was kind of crazy, though, that players from South Carolina might go 1-2.
Jadeveon Clowney's cousin commits to LSU. That bastard.
Not great for South Carolina there, Pat. Just really put me up and put me right back down.
Sorry,
it's cool that might go 1-2, but neither of them went to South Carolina State schools. So that's great for the brand. We have produced good athletes. They just leave the state. So that's cool. And those two, those kind of bullshit. Zion was going to his little press conferences after the game. Like, man, never thought an opportunity to be playing in Columbia for like all this, like in the tournament and all that. Like, dude, just keep shitting on
actually,
him. Stop
again,
going on.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I do.
Do it. Do it. Please do.
Ian Bruce is tied with Alexander the Great Johnson.
Who the hell is that?
It's Grant.
God damn it. I really don't want Grant having my face.
Yeah, just a heads up. We have, I mean, 17.
1,700 people made a bracket. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of
correct.
People.
Yes. We should have made multiple. We should have made, like, the max 25 brackets so, like, we didn't have to give out anything.
It's true. It's true.
That's what we should have done. Oh, well.
That's really exciting.
We're going to start a merch line. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's cool. That's the overall, they're pretty great weekend.
I mean, no, absolutely. You can't. I mean, well, I guess I the AAF is back.
Dude, the AAF, we're a 20-minute show into the podcast, and we haven't even talked about the AAF. What is?
I just thought about that.
They are so back. They are 100% back. They old Johnny Manziel is fully back. I don't know if you watched any of that game. Because I sure as hell didn't, but it was all the highlights.
There was Baseball basketball on all weekend. Why would
I saw the highlights, and dude, the AAF, what they should do is, I don't know, I'm sure it's big rights and whatnot, but they should have their games on Monday night. They should have, like, had Johnny Manziel's debut tonight, the day after the biggest sports
game. Oh my god, the fact that they don't have AAF Monday, Tuesday this week is the stupidest thing ever.
They missed an opportunity. They missed their big opportunity.
Boy, did they.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, there's nothing on tonight, so I don't know what I'm going to watch. Maybe go to bed early. I don't know. I'm drinking an energy drink right now, so probably not. But
why are you drinking that, though?
Dude, I'm addicted. I don't know what's in these things, but they're so good.
What do you mean addicted? Like, how addicted?
I went to the store, I bought, like, 10 of them.
No, you didn't.
I bought 5.
What?
At a 5-5 deal.
That's just so dumb.
I know, Pat. But they're really, really good, and there's, like, there's no sugar in it. I can read the.
Will you quit giving them an advertisement?
No, they're good, man, and they taste good. Like, energy drinks normally taste like shit. But these are actually really, really good. Zero calories, no fat.
Hey, you want to hear Johnny Manziel's clip?
No, I'm talking about. I'm talking about Bang. You want to start that way? We can go. I'll turn up on your bitch ass. I love that.
I'll turn up
on
your bitch ass. I wonder if he's making the regular as everybody else is. Probably, because, like, he's not. He can't play anywhere else.
Yeah, no, it's just like wild.
Johnny's like, I want $2 million. And she's like no, Johnny, you're not. Like, no, and he's like, well, how about $1 million? And
no, I don't know what he's getting, but it's cool. And then they came back and won too. He won. They won in overtime. So then they were down by 11 when he came in the third quarter. And they came back and won. So, dude, he's back. It's going to be exciting. He's like, he needs to be the face of the AAF.
I mean,
I would watch him play.
Johnny Manziel, the face of rehab football.
Dude,
that's what they should call the league, the rehab league.
And next thing you know, I mean, he might get opportunity to come, like, late November if some team really needs a quarterback, or a team that's, you know, like, I don't know, like 2-6 and just needs some people to fill the seats. John Manziel's your guy to come, you know, brings people back. I don't know. But it's it's cool. I'm excited. AF is back. I mean, we're probably getting close to the end of the year, right? I don't know. It's 8-week season, isn't it?
8-week season. Started the week after the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is February 6th.
You can just look at the schedule. I'm annoyed.
I'm in a mat. I guess there's 2 more games left, probably.
This is week 7. So week 8, week 9, week 10. So 3 more games. Right?
I thought you said it was an 8-week schedule.
There's 10 weeks.
Oh, well, who cares? Again, who the hell cares? I need to get that drop. Just that's
it. Wait, is it? Hold on. Isn't, God. When's the Masters? Is it 21st? Or is it the 14th?
That's your gig.
No, well, Game of Thrones, Pat. All right, let's talk your language now. Game of Thrones is the 14th.
Correct.
Okay, there we go. See, got the date out of you. Okay, I'm just making sure.
So, Masters Sunday's the 14th?
Yes. So oh, baby, what a
day. It'd be the 10th is the Thursday. And 13th,
I'm just saying the playoffs of the AF are the week after that.
The 11th.
Sunday. What are you saying?
The 11th is the start day of the Masters.
That is going to be an incredible weekend, Pat. I'm still going to prepare myself for that. I'm a huge Game of Thrones guy now. Everyone knows that. I have been since day one. And it's just really, really exciting. Masters, Game of Thrones, the whole shebang. But and it's also the last week of the AAF, so we throw it on there too. I mean, golly, talk about the best sports week ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you want to go to break? Well, I feel like this is a long first half here.
I mean, we did like 34 minutes. That's fine. Yeah, I'm looking for a song. So.
I already told you a song.
We're gonna end. We're using your song. Relax.
Okay. Thank you.
Just don't worry. Ooh, what's that song called? We'll use that one. Have we used that one before?
We used it last week.
Okay, so we're not gonna use that one.
Oh, actually, this is a viewer told me to play this song. Listener fans. Our fans are huge input in what we do. It's why we got into this is for our fans.
It's true.
That's true. It's very true. People wanted to hear
our get our takes off. We're gonna have a guest either next episode. We're doing Thursday episodes again, probably.
Yeah, we didn't get back on that. That's on us.
Look, I'm gonna be honest here. We spent 35 minutes without even addressing it. Here's the deal. Look, okay. So Thursday, two Thursdays ago, I was out of town. It was the whole thing. Louisville lost. I didn't want to talk to anybody. This Thursday, I mean, what do you expect us to record while the games are happening? I mean,
yeah, we want to enjoy the games.
What do you want from us?
Yeah. So also, Louisville lost. We didn't even talk about that, Ben. How do you feel about Louisville?
Oh,
you're trying to avoid that conversation. We'll
tease that for after the break.
Everyone's on their edge of their seats.
It's not that exciting. I have a story that's kind of funny though, but
I like funny stories, Pat. I like funny stories.
But so yeah, we'll see you. Song? We'll see you on the other side, friends.
You play It Takes Two?
No.
Yeah.
You have got to stop talking. All right, we are back. It's not a great day to be alive, to be honest, because, you know,
this is the best day to be alive. What are we talking about?
What? No, basketball's gone for.
I don't care. It's been a great week.
All right, whatever. Great. You're right. You're right. We should be. You know what? I'm sorry. We should be grateful for the opportunities that we
negative attitude is this?
You're right. You're right.
You're right.
Well, well, we teased it before the break. Louisville did get beat by. If you've ever listened to me,
powerhouse Minnesota team.
If you've ever listened to me talk, I hate the Big Ten. I don't hate the Big Ten. I just think they're boring at basketball and they're not good at it for that matter. This tournament does not support that claim. Michigan is doing great. Michigan State also doing great. I think almost all the Big Ten teams won except for Wisconsin the first round. So
I just sent my email to Bang. They're going to be a sponsor next week, baby. I'm excited.
Anyway,
carry on,
so maybe
Pat.
It was maybe it was a bad take by me. That's fair. Look, Minnesota beat Louisville because they played out of their goddamn minds. They made like 13 threes all fucking year, and then against Louisville, just bang, 11. 11 threes. They haven't hit the highest they hit all year in one game was 5. 11. So look, also, we have a couple teams that are a couple dummies. We got a couple dummies on our team. There's this one guy, if you've ever watched a Louisville game, he's like the star of the show, kind of. He's the leading point scorer. His name's Jordan Nora, and he sometimes has rocks in his brain. Sometimes he's very great, but he was at like a college party a couple days ago, and people were telling me, they were asking him, like, hey, man, are you sticking around? Are you going to go pro? And he would just look at me. He's like, I don't know if you saw the Minnesota game, but I'm not that good yet. So he'll be back, unfortunately. No, not unfortunately. I love Jordan. I know I'll have you on the podcast because I know you every once in a while. I love you, but goddamn, okay. I hate you. So Louisville back. I mean, look, if I can reflect on this just for 1 second, Louisville was supposed to be ass. It was a first-year coach. They didn't have any of that high-talent recruits or anything. So we were supposed to finish 11th in the ACC. We finished 7th. We were supposed to be the ACC or NCAA tournament. We did all this. I'm happy, but it sucked. Like, 5 minutes into the second half, I knew we were going to lose. So I was at a sports bar. I just played Golden Tee. I put $12 in Golden Tee. I played.
Dude, such a great game. I love Golden Tee.
I can't do math. I played 54 holes.
That is absurd for Golden Tee. That is crazy, Pat. I feel like after like 6 or 7, I'm like, okay, I gotta stop doing this.
I couldn't. 54? Well, we were at the game. We were at the sports bar until the game was over, and I couldn't look at the TV, or else I'd just get mad. So I just said, I'm out. I'm detached.
It was kind
myself.
Of a bad thing for them too to be the first game of the tournament.
Oh yeah,
for them to lose. Everyone's paying attention to
them. Everyone's holy shit, Minnesota is just routing them, and I'm just like,
yeah. I did have Louisville in one of my brackets going to Elite Eight, so I was like, damn, this is a hot start.
But, so, you know what?
I blame you, too, for making me think Louisville is actually decent.
Trust me.
They suck.
No, they did not do good. Anyway, so that was just absolutely
dandy.
That
was cool. That was exciting. Well, at least Kentucky's not going to Louisville for the tournament.
That's true. That was a big thing. Like,
that was a big thing you worried about.
To watch the selection Sunday, if they were going to get like the number one or number two seed in Louisville's bracket, because then just so many Kentucky fans would be here. Oh, because like half the city is fucking Kentucky fans as it is. Right. I mean, don't like. I need to take Xanax whenever I watch Kentucky games, just because it's unhealthy. Like, okay. I was screaming at the TV. Like, fuck you, motherfucker, to Tyler Hero, which I didn't mean. I didn't mean it.
We are a family podcast.
I didn't mean it, but I did. I meant it from the bottom of my heart.
Also, I hate that he has two R's in his name. That makes me so mad. It should be Hero. You want to change it? Tyler Hero.
Let's get him on the podcast. Welcome, Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero.
Hello.
So roll the R's. If two R's next to each other, I'm rolling it every time, and I'm not even going to try.
That's pretty
and say his name.
That's
Tyler
pretty
Hero.
Good.
Tyler Hero.
Yeah, I started a Twitter thread. Follow me at PDL, shameless plug, of Brad Calipari's outfits. I could only Google and find like 3 or 4. So the Twitter thread's not that long, but it will be updated. You know what? I actually want Kentucky to keep winning just so we can keep getting these ridiculous swag Calipari outfits out. God, I hate that kid. I mean, so he has that earn not given tattoo. And at first, I'm like, first of all, it's an asshole thing to tattoo when your dad's the head coach and you're trash. Like, he went to high school in Lexington. I have people that played him, my friends that played him. Like, yeah, he was garbage. But, like, it's a huge chess piece across his chest. It says, earned, not given.
I love that.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
I won't get a tattoo so bad.
Okay. All right, well,
my family would disown me.
Let's just get on this tangent here.
My family would disown me if I had a tattoo, but yeah, not if I disown me, but they'd be a little disappointed. I guess it depends what it is. But I don't think I can look cool on a tattoo. Baseball's back this week, Pat.
When's opening day?
Thursday, baby. Thursday's a great sports day. So we're gonna have a couple days off where there's nothing really going on. AAF should have been plugged in right here. Shame on you, shame on you. But they
Actually, I'll send you a tweet. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Thursday's a great day. We have 4 basketball games on. I like also they have it at night too. So they'll have the it's like 7 o'clock tip or 7:09, which I love the ridiculous times. Like 7:09 and then 7:29 in the first 2 games, and the next 2 after right after that. This will be pretty cool watching both those games. Thursday, Friday, we have baseball back too.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting stuff. It's a good time of the year. Hockey's rounding up too. Hockey's getting real close to the end. We need to do a break.
Hockey has 7 regular season games, maybe a few more, a few less, depending on the team.
Pat, we need to do a breakdown of our college, our baseball predictions. People are dying.
We do. We actually. When is opening day?
It's Thursday, Pat. This might be the time to do it.
We'll do it. Let's record the pod Wednesday.
Okay.
And then release it Thursday morning.
And we'll do our picks too for the Sweet 16.
Exactly. We'll release it. I'll text Reg, see if he'll come on. I don't know if he will, to be honest. But I'll text him, see if he wants to come on, and we can do some breakdown. And then also we'll do we'll bet some futures.
Okay.
And yeah,
some sleeper picks. I like that a lot.
The Rays. I hate to say it. The Rays. So last year. The Rays.
That's Tampa Bay Devil Rays fan. I'm also going to call them Devil Rays the entire time.
That's fine. That doesn't bother me. I wish they were still the Devil Rays. Anyway, the Rays last year were like 63.5 games. No, it was 69.5 games. Nice. About for over under. They blew past it. They won like 92. This year, they're at 90.5, and that is a scary number. Really high.
The Braves, I think, are 90.5, too. It is going to be, I think, I have a really bad feeling about the Braves this year. Like, the Braves were not supposed to be that good last year. They had a really good year, and I think they're going to have a huge letdown year.
I don't know, man. You guys are young.
No. I love the Braves. I've watched probably 100 games out of the 102. I love watching the game. That's what I do. Over the
you have MLB Network Pass or Season Pass, whatever it's called?
Yeah. A huge baseball fan. So I'll watch a lot of the Braves games. And also the Braves are local in Columbia. So they have that on the TV. So I'll watch a lot of that. But it's going to be a little worried. They didn't make the biggest moves getting big free agents this year. They're kind of still waiting for the prospects to come through, which is always good. But I feel like this team could win now. And you don't want to miss that window of opportunity that I love talking about so much.
I was watching after that Michael Avenetti shit went down. I just turned on ESPN. Hopefully there's like an ESPN like Sports Center story on it. But like their daytime, they don't run Sports Center all the time like they used to. So they had Stephen A going 1-3 or whatever. So I was like, all right, maybe Stephen A would come up here. He was talking about some lady had put out like power rankings of baseball teams, and he was talking about the Dodgers there. I think they're like 6 or something. And he was like, look, now if the Dodgers come up here, and if they go to the World Series, just don't even show up. I'm tired of them playing with me. Just don't even show up. I was like, all right, Steven.
Also,
that impersonation was not bad.
It wasn't great, though.
Oh,
I'll be honest with you.
Come on.
It was. I mean, if I closed my eyes, I thought it was Stephen A. Smith, but I saw you talking.
That's a good impression.
No.
I mean, I'm not. This is an anti-blackface podcast. So,
oh my god, why does it even need to be brought up?
Well, that, I don't know. If you want me to like dress up as Stephen A, like I can't do that.
Jesus Christ, that was unnecessary.
Well, you know, what do you want from me? Did we ever talk about Mike Trout's deal?
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah. Oh yeah, a lot of money. But in bigger news, everyone wants to hear about it.
Arthur Blank selling 10% of the Falcons. Carry on.
My buddy, my teammate.
We should buy the Falcons.
My QB1, Cam Newton.
God damn it.
We're going into it, baby. Cam Newton has said he's not going to have sex anymore. Or sex for a month, right? Sex for a month. Oh, this is a great move. Clear the mind out a little bit. Wow. Good for him. He's great. He's also vegan now. I don't know what's all going on here. He's definitely a huge transformation. Pat, do you think it's going to work?
Who else is vegan?
Be next year?
Colin Kaepernick.
I mean, I said a lot of people are vegan. But yeah. What are your thoughts, Pat? Do you think he's going to come back and win the MVP next year? He's going to have sex for a month? Or you think it's just like Cam Newton trying to stay?
I am also not having sex for a month. So
look at you go. By choice?
Sure.
Okay. Nice. Good for us. Oh, let's do it as a team.
I don't know. I think he's over the hill, dude. I'm going to be real honest with you.
We'll see how he bounces back. But this is a nice little attempt to keep him relevant, keep him in the news, and I like that. It's a good move on him. No one's talking about Cam Newton right now. Everyone needs to talk about Cam Newton. I like that move.
I think Cam, every time Cam Newton does something, he gets talked about.
I know, right? It's awesome. My QB1, baby.
You're going to have to get like Tyler Helinke or whatever getting ready for him, because Cam's definitely going to get hurt again. That's just what he does.
Well, it's more because of the offensive line, and it's just he gets.
Did they fix the offensive line?
No, I mean, a center, which is great, but they need a left tackle.
So blindside, he right-handed, yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, he gets killed all the time. I mean, the tackles have always been a problem in Carolina, and that's the big issue. And they seem to like never really address it, which is kind of concerning.
This is gonna be the year, guys. It's just gonna shore up. We're gonna figure it out.
No, but the thing is, they always load up on the defense and these big contracts. I mean, they had to do it with like KK Short and Luke Kuechly, like these big game and signing Cam Newton, big deals. But now they just like everywhere else is just kind of, you know, holes. I'm trying to do the whole like let's just figure out through the draft. Cycle free agents and just talent's not there. Their defense line. They signed Bruce Irvin, which is a good little good great pickup. They need a little pass rusher. But the offensive line is by far, I think, probably the most underpaid offensive line in the league.
Speaking of offensive linemen, I mean, Andy Reid's legs are just bizarre.
Dude, they're thick. They're thick.
Like
it just goes. There's no ankle. It is.
It's like a sausage link.
Okay, that is just ugly. Who's the coach on the far right?
Did I send that picture to you already? So I can check my DMs.
Far right on the down. He is, I think he's a new coach. That's a tough, tough look for him. He's not even looking at the camera. He's looking down.
That is, no, it's not. That's to far right? Oh, I was looking at far left. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either. Bad. This is bad. I feel like.
It's, is it Brian Flores?
Maybe.
I'll Google Brian Flores. Find out.
I do love the one coach in the background wearing a hat. Like, I don't
but that, see, I think I thought Brian Flores was like slimmer than that. Oh, Brian Flores is black.
Really?
That's not him. I thought there was a problem about Brian Flores, like there weren't hiring enough black people, black coaches. Well, that's obviously been solved. Brian Flores is the head coach. Who is that?
I have no idea who that is, Pat. And it's like really bugging me.
Who's Tampa's new coach?
BA, Bruce Arians.
Okay, that's definitely not him.
It's not Adam Gase. I'm not like who. What are the new coaches this year?
I'm just going to Google new coaches. Also, my search engine keeps automatically redirecting to Bing. It might be the most infuriating thing ever. Bing sucks. Ugh. I don't like change.
I kind of like Bing.
To be honest, I don't hate it either.
Bing's not bad.
But Google is just more comfortable to me. Like Bing just does a lot. See, now I'm getting redirected. I have a virus. I might have been watching
NFL stuff. Coaches right now, and it's not Kyle Shanahan. That Pat Shermer?
No. No, it's
not Pat Shermer. It's not Pat Shermer. We're going to figure this out, though.
Okay, let's see here. That's not Nagy. Is it Zach Taylor? It might be Zach Taylor.
It looks like Zach Taylor to me. He looks like Zach Taylor.
I'm waiting for a picture to load. It looks like Wikipedia doesn't have a picture of him. So that's just... Jesus Christ. I bet it's Zach Taylor.
Who's Dan... No, never mind.
Who's Dan Quinn?
Shut up. Sorry, Pat. Shut up. I didn't say that. You said it. Not Matt LaFleur.
It's not Zach Taylor.
Matt LaFleur?
Who?
Matt LaFleur, new coach of Green Bay Packers?
No, I think Matt LaFleur is right next. Maybe it is. Matt.
No, it's not him. It's not him. Dude, Pat, this is bad on us. This is great. Everyone's really dying here.
This is great radio.
Are you sure it's not Brian Flores?
Yes, I'm positive. Brian Flores is black.
He looks pretty white, this picture.
Who's wearing the shades? Oh, that's Zimmer for sure. Big time Zimmer move. Just the units in the back. Oh my God. That's a bad visual for what's the Detroit coach name?
Patricia.
Patricia, yeah. He is
You guys go look at this photo. Let us know who the heck this wide. Is. That might be Adam. That's not Adam Gase.
It's definitely not Adam Gase. Adam Gase has short.
Dude, maybe it's just some random guy that threw in there. Who's Vic? Who's Vic Fangio?
But Vic Fangio's old. Vic Fangio's old. That guy's young.
Freddie Kitchens is fat, isn't he?
That might be no. Freddie Kitchens is bald though.
Freddie Kitchens is wearing the hat. Freddie Kitchens is the only one wearing a hat. I love the move
because he's bald.
Yeah, it's a big.
I mean, I wish we could describe this picture to you. I guess we can. I could tell you.
He looks ridiculous. I mean, he's just looking.
He's just
down.
Staring in the ground, and he's heavy set.
He's not heavy. He's a little thick. Dude, this is not a real person. I'm looking at everybody's.
Who is that?
I have the whole list. I'm going to go to the comments.
I'm in the comments right now. Pete Carroll, Sean McVay, Sean Payton, Bruce Arians, Adam Gase, and Mike Tomlin not pictured. Can someone please tell me who this is? Oh, it's a Gruden, apparently. Oh, it's Jay Gruden. Fuck.
It was not.
Yeah, that's what the comments said. God, that was a mystery. It's no, not that's Jay Gruden.
It's Jay Gruden. God damn it.
Oh.
He has his head down. You can't really see his face.
I did not think he was that fat.
He's not fat. He is just a little heavy set, Pat. There's no fat shaming here.
I am firmly on the fat shaming.
Damn. Shame on us.
That was bad.
That was really bad. We should probably delete that.
That was just 10 minutes of just trying to figure out who that was.
We're going to have some DC fans getting after us. But, you know, great for him.
I forgot people from DC listened to this.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, you can't really see it. You can't really tell.
I mean, they'll understand.
He's wearing a hat, too. I usually see him wearing a hat. So that's.
Yeah,
that's
if he was wearing a hat, if he was looking up, maybe if he had some kind of Redskins logo on.
Yeah. A lot of excuses. I like saying that.
Yikes. I would have never. I think I would have gone through every single coach before, like, saying Gruden.
Damn it, dude. It's really bad.
Look, they're white people. Am I right? They all look the same.
Okay. Okay. You're doing a lot of race stuff right now.
Hey, Popes, want to bounce to pop culture?
Absolutely. Always prepared for pop culture.
We already did the Michael Evan Eddy, which is kind of pop culture, I guess. Not really.
This is, I don't know, this is not really, I guess it's pop culture. You're a big Marvel guy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if you saw the Endgame stuff came out today for Marvel Avengers Endgame, whatever. Mm-hmm. See, 3 hours and like 15 minutes?
3 hours and 2 minutes.
Thoughts. That's my pop culture segment. Pat, what are your thoughts of the movie being that long? That is way too long.
No, disagree. I wish it was longer.
Really? Okay.
I might go. I haven't seen Captain Marvel yet. I've heard mixed reviews. If you're looking to hire, go to ZipRecruiter.com.
Also sponsor up gang.
But I've heard mixed reviews about Captain Marvel, which is fine. I think a lot of people have a problem with like the female lead, but that's whatever. I probably will have a problem with it. Anyway, no, I think it's gonna be freaking sweet. Dude, I love Marvel movies. They've just gotten better as like the time gone on. Like, have you seen Thor Ragnarok? It's probably one of my favorites.
Nope.
Oh, you gotta watch that tonight. I don't care. Like, you don't really have to know what's going on. You just know, first of all, Chris Hemsworth is just, I mean, he's a man rocket. There's no way around that.
Nope. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a good looking fella.
So it's like they've gotten funnier. Obviously, like the technology for like the CGI shit's gotten better. They have it's literally a superstar cat. Like all these movies that have made millions, almost billions of dollars. Just come together to create this beautiful cinematic masterpiece.
Okay.
And have you seen any of the Avengers?
Yeah. That's all the last one do. Just as I go right to the punch. No, I'm into it. I just haven't watched. I mean, there's been like. There's 20 movies that go into the last one that just came out, right? The Infinity Wars?
Yeah, 22 movies.
I've watched all of them, but I've watched enough and I get it.
Modern MCU.
So
I can nerd out about this shit, dude. Like real hard, but it's gonna be dope. It's 31 days away. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 31. Excited. It's gonna be so cool. 3 hours long is a lot, so I mean, it's gonna be a day. I'll probably take off work, just you know, really soak it in. Maybe see it once, and then if I didn't really catch everything, maybe see it again.
Wow.
No, I'm teasing on that, but no, it's gonna be. Yeah, is that your pop culture though?
Yeah, no, I just really want to talk about that.
Yeah. So much shit's gonna happen.
There's like, a lot of things happening in the world right now.
I've talked about it often. Sometimes I think Thanos is right. just wiping out half the world, which is a wild move.
Also, buckle up. I have a little rant.
Okay.
Toy Story 4 came out. A little preview trailer. They got a new character, Pat. I don't know how I feel about it. Well, Forky? Sporky? Forky? Whatever?
Yeah.
I don't like change, man. I don't like change. I don't know what this guy's deal is. I don't know what's going on. But I'm already out on them. I'm already saying no.
I don't want to yell at you, but literally they have a new characters in the Toy Stories every time.
Nope. Not right now. Not my Toy Stories.
What? Like, yeah.
Oh, I know. But this guy, I don't like the Forky guy. Just looks weird, man.
Well, somebody's, I mean, he's face. Literally a spork.
Somebody's face. Okay. I don't know. Well, I'm fine. Excited to watch. I'll watch Toy Story 4, though. I'm a big Toy Story fan. And if you're not a Toy Story fan, just stop listening to this podcast. How about that?
Yeah, I agree with that. Going to NBC News Entertainment. See what's going on in pop culture. These Instagram background playgrounds are what? Oh, okay, I don't care about that. You know, none of this is that good. Oh, the Dora. I mean, if we're just gonna go full movies,
let's go full movies.
Dora the Explorer is doing a live action. Okay. Anyway, so the new live. There's a live action Dora the Explorer. Seems interesting.
Seems very interesting, Pat. I'm excited.
Something, whatever the machete. He's gonna be. Boots, I think, the monkey.
Yes.
Played by a 17-year-old girl. I don't know.
It should be really exciting. Really
Pope thinks she's hot.
I don't think she's hot, Pat. Jesus Christ, you think she's hot? let's keep it moving. I'm looking at some big things that happened in history. Scrolling down the list of March 26th, big day. History, polio vaccine, you know, was admitted.
Shout out FDR.
Created. That's great. Great, great stuff there. Mike Tyson was convicted of rape this day.
Good.
Let's keep it moving. That's pretty much all that happened these days.
All right. Let's just wrap this up.
That's enough March 26th facts for you.
Oh, hold on. Before we wrap it up, we actually have to talk about, I guess we don't really have to talk about the basketball. Basketball is going to be played. Soon. We'll talk about it. We might release one Thursday. Yeah, we probably will. We'll do one Thursday.
We'll do a little brief. Maybe we could have old Mike on the show talking about just some college basketball. He'd the fan get on there. But yeah, I think it'd be a good idea. We'll go from there. I'm excited for this weekend because I have this week get through Tuesday and Wednesday because Thursday is sports week's back. I have a kickball game tomorrow. Wish me luck. And it's right. Exciting stuff happening in the world right now. Exciting stuff. Have a great week.
All right, Cameron. Any last words?
No, have a great week. Enjoy the weather. Those were okay? Your last words. Take some allergy medicine. There's a lot of pollen out there.
So you had so many last words. Okay.
Take some allergy medicine. Pollen's really bad.
See ya. This is a Pat Cam production.